First try every time, dude.
Zero deaths. Hello.
Hey, man, DuTube says your haircut is nice.
Thanks, Du. Appreciate it. It's shorter than normal.
It's flatter than normal.
Yeah.
I feel like the beak portion is not as beak-orific today.
I mean, I can beak it up.
Yeah, man. Beak that hairdo.
Beaked.
It's beaked. It's fully beaked. All right, man. We have something I added to the stream today.
Oh yeah.
It's I did this to my stream as well, but I think it's gonna be better on our stream.
Uh-huh.
They're called Hog Bucks.
Hog Bucks.
Yep. And every 10 minutes that you watch the show, mm-hmm. you get 10 Hog Bucks.
Okay.
That's it. You can't do anything with the Hog Bucks yet. But we can look at the end of the show and be like,
yeah, we could track it.
Who has the most hog bucks?
Then we can give them like some special like
right.
graphic or something.
Yeah, a hog buck millionaire.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
I'll make $1 million bill with a hog on it for the president.
It's perfect.
In Hog We Trust.
Yeah. So now you have incentive to watch live at twitch.tv/SethTheColby because you get those sweet hog bucks.
Yeah.
I would like at some point to transform hog bucks into some type of real currency that you could use for discounts on like t-shirts and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, like, once somebody hits, like, I don't know, 5,000 hogs?
Yeah, sure, whatever. We can work that out later.
Like, send them a t-shirt or...
Or, you know, they get $1 off, you know.
Or that.
I was thinking, like, one hog buck equal 1,000th of a cent.
Perfect.
Isn't that what coupons say?
That's worth it.
Like, when you look at a coupon, it's, like, redeemed for cash value of, like, 1/100th of a cent or something like that. I think that's what coupons say.
I did not know that. Because
some states require you... to have a cash value for coupons. I don't know why. Like, in those states, it's not like you just take your coupon to the bank and be like, I would rather have 1/100th of a penny, please.
Yes,
it's
please.
Not like I could save 100, you know,
you
quilted northern coupons and get a penny?
Penny
from it, right?
Do they, like, cut out a piece
I
of
don't
penny?
Know. I
a
don't
little,
know.
Little tiny pieces
I just,
of penny?
I just feel like if some senator somewhere decided that there needed to be a coupon loophole for cash, then maybe he should have put in there... has to be a redeemable cash value.
Yeah, because you can't really redeem one-tenth
right.
of a 1,000th of
yeah,
a cent.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I'm telling you, man, they have like little hole punches of pennies. Just
I don't think they do, man.
There. It's a really secret type of currency.
Like 100 puzzle pieces that equal one penny.
Yeah.
It's a microscopic penny.
Right.
I don't feel like that exists.
No, because some asshole would have gone into the DMV and paid his bill with
oh, absolutely. That
yeah.
would be brilliant, though. That would make people mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's not their fault, though, man.
It's not the
DMV. They just work there.
I don't know, dude. I've been to the DMV a few times.
It's just a job.
I would say 90% of the time, if you're pleasant, they're pleasant. But there's that 10% where people just, they're like, I'm at the DMV.
Oh, my God.
People hate me anyway. I'm not even going to try to be likable.
Oh, no.
You know?
I'm always pleasant over the phone.
Yeah?
Like, I never have a tone in my voice.
Now, that one time I called you and you knew it was me, you took a tone.
Oh, yeah, when I know it's you. But anyone I don't know. I'm a pleasant person to speak
okay.
to. I'm not audibly annoyed,
right.
pissed, or
right.
just a jackass.
Right.
I called the fucking municipal court building to see how much my goddamn speeding ticket that I got the other day was. And the lady on
Sucks,
the
man.
Phone was
right.
the biggest bitch ever.
Show feet. That's a shoe, technically. How much is your court ticket, man?
It was $120.
Oh, man. It's rough. You got to go to court and fight it? You just
40
gotta,
and a 30.
You just got to bend over and pay it, man.
I bent over and already paid it.
Dude, why? Why, man?
Because, well, I should have fought it.
You should have fought it, dude.
Literally, it was a motorcycle cop.
Okay.
And so she was...
This was right out here, wasn't it?
No. It was on Broadway.
Was it still construction, though?
I was leaving a place for work, and then I could have turned right to go the faster way back.
Okay.
But there was a train.
Okay.
And so yeah. I was like, I'm not waiting for that damn train.
Nope, don't blame you.
I'm going to go all the way back to Broadway and then get back on and then go
'kay.
The other way. And then, yeah, doing that, I didn't realize I was going 40 and 30. Don't really think I was. But yeah, she was just right there on her motorcycle, pulling out from somewhere. And
it's
then
a trap,
just,
man.
Whoop, whoop. I don't even think so. I don't think it was a trap.
I think it was
she
a trap.
Just, she was
gotcha.
Just like, you're kind of going fast.
The only reason I think it's a trap.
Over. I should have been like, can I see the fucking radar?
Yeah.
Can you get it on radar?
You should have.
Because if not.
You should have, man.
Don't write me
the
that.
The old pothead in you kicked in. You
it
just
did.
Wanted to get out of there as fast as possible, even though you were totally legal.
I hate cops.
Yeah, dissatisfied. Show more feet.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you got a tip, so technically that's prostitution.
What? What are you talking about? How's that prostitution?
So we get banned, man. Let's get banned.
We're foot
ban
prostitutes.
The show.
That's
I don't think that's in Twitch's
the foot
terms,
prostitution?
Terms and
I
conditions.
Just hope the thumbnail on the talk show's page is my foot.
Really hope it is.
Yeah, dude. The only reason I think that's a trap, because they're doing construction right out here on this road, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 30 and a 40. It's one lane. One time I was driving through there, and there was literally three motorcycle cops just on a side road just with radars.
Wow.
All three of them, like, line one behind each other, all through with radars pointing at you, just waiting to catch some dude.
Like, I always see the cops in the car, like, with their gun just like this, you know?
Right,
just chilling.
Right.
But, like, technology's advanced enough to where they can probably just have it on their motorcycle, right?
I don't know if those things ever worked.
In a direction.
I don't know how they work. Because when I drive by them on, like, the highways and stuff, and it's like, here's your speed, they're always wrong.
Yeah.
My speedometer is always with four or five off from what that thing says.
I always think I'm going faster than what the sign says.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It says the sign says like 25. My speedometer says like 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you, man.
So are they giving us some leniency?
I don't know.
Or what?
Or is that, or my head is like, is that the car in front of me?
Yeah.
How do I know that that's me? Maybe that's not me.
What if you're the only one on the road?
Yeah.
Then it can't not be.
Maybe it's some invisible man behind me. Radar can see things that don't be seen.
Flash road right by you.
Yeah.
And it turns to like a thousand.
Could be, man. How do we know?
You get a ticket.
Prove that it was me. That's what you should go to court and say. Just keep repeating that. Prove it was me. Prove it was me.
We have your car on camera.
Prove it was me.
Your license.
Prove it was me, sir. Prove it was me. Prove it was me. All right, just get out. See, that's what's going to happen every time because they don't want
to
deal with it.
They're going to be like, you're going to jail.
They can't send you to jail for being a butthole.
Yes, they can.
No.
You piss a cop off.
This is America, not Russia, man.
No, it's Russia. It's basically Russia.
Went and saw Red Sparrow over there.
How was that?
It wasn't good.
No?
No. I mean, it was all right. Like, it would have been really good if it was 30 minutes shorter. Like, there's no reason Red Sparrow should be 10 minutes shorter than Avengers Infinity War Part 1. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, there's no reason for that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just, it's too much. But, like, I went and saw it takes place in Russia, and I'm just like, you think Russia's really like this? I'm like, because it's, like, barbaric, and the state runs everything.
Did you hear about the story that's in the news this
week? I don't
know,
man. I mean, no.
Okay, there's a double agent for Russia.
Okay.
Who was in the UK living there.
Uh-huh.
So he's been known to give.
Oh, I heard that he got murdered or whatever.
Yeah, he got poisoned by a Russian nerve agent. And so they're like, okay, either the Russians did it because this nerve agent is specific to Russia.
Right.
Or they just lost their nerve agent, which is not good.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, U.S. backed it, so Trump's against it. Germany, France, UK, now all think it was Russia.
Right.
Doing it on purpose. Right.
Well, I mean, the Red Sparrow, though, is like, that I totally believe happened. But that I believe happened, like, the U.S. would do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I totally believe we kill people all the time. I believe all countries do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Red Sparrow.
We got murderers here, man. We got,
like,
murderers here.
Jennifer Lawrence is this ballerina, okay?
Yes.
And the first 20 minutes of the movie is her just dancing. I don't care. Okay, I get it.
Oh, I was gone once she was speaking Russian. Or
dude,
a Russian accent.
It's horrible. Also, everyone speaks English in the movie. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
Like, the language barrier probably exists, right?
Yes.
Right? Like, she's a Russian ballerina. Like, part of the movie is maybe she defects to America. She has all these conversations with a CIA agent in English.
Yes.
But, like, chances are she probably doesn't know English.
Yeah.
So that kind of ruins the whole thing.
We're kind of in America where we speak English.
Yes.
Only.
Speak a lot of English here.
And so.
And there, I imagine they speak a lot of Russian.
I don't know.
Especially since, like, the whole movie revolves around patriotism and pride. And it's like, if I was.
Yeah.
I mean, if, you know.
They would definitely be speaking way more Russian.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. There's not one word of Russian in the entire movie. Everyone speaks English. There's
that's
not.
Some bullshit.
Nothing. Anyway, that's beside the point. So she's a dancer. She gets, like. So, like, this is all detail. That doesn't matter in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, her dance partner was supposed to catch her, and he didn't. She broke her leg, but it turned out that the reason he dropped her and broke her leg is because her understudy, the person who would replace her, he was in love with her, so he purposely broke her leg. And so, like, who cares?
No.
None of this matters to the rest of the movie. That's just in the movie. It could have cut the whole thing out, all right? Anyway, so she gets hurt. Her uncle is the deputy director of whatever Russia's CIA is. Okay, that's her connection.
The Kremlin.
And her mother is sick, okay?
KGB.
And so he's like, I will pay for your mother's treatments
mm-hmm.
now that you're not dancing anymore if you come and help me with one job. And so she's supposed to seduce this rich dude, and she goes, shows up to this rich dude, and he gets murdered. And then she witnesses it, and they're like, well, she saw it, so we either can kill her or she can become a sparrow. And so she goes off to this Russian school and becomes, like, they basically just train her to not...
To be an assassin.
Well, no. It's mostly about not feeling anymore.
Mm.
Like, that's actually something that's weirdly missing from the movie, is, like, any type of battle training. Huh. It's all about get naked and let them play with your parts, and you'll get what you want.
So is there any fighting in this movie?
No.
No?
No. There's a scene at the very end that's a torture scene where a man peels off a man's skin with a cheese grater.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
That's the best part. So
I didn't like that at all. That was disturbing. All right? I didn't like that.
Do you have a cheese grater?
I don't. Well, it's not a grater. It's a slicer. He's like... Like peels
like
off
peeler?
a little layer of skin.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's messed up. I didn't like
that's
it.
That's super cool, man.
So if you don't like that, I would recommend closing your eyes during that part. But yeah, there's no fighting. It's literally like a spy movie. Like, what is really going on? You know, it's not Jason Bourne at all.
I got you. Yeah, for some reason I was feeling like it was a mix between...
That's because they wanted you to feel that way because the movie is so boring and 2.5 hours of boringness.
Yeah, Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, it's not like that at all.
Gotcha.
There's literally no fight scenes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds bad. Glad I skipped that.
Dude, it's just, but the point is, roundabout way, I don't feel like Russia really has a whore school or like they teach women how to just get naked and just be naked women for Russia, you know? I don't feel like that's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a thing, man?
Maybe.
I don't know, dude. I feel like...
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure that there are people in the CIA, in the KGB, whatever, you know, that are willing to do whatever to their bodies to get the thing. But I don't feel like they go to brainwashing school to learn how to do that. I just feel like they're really into their jobs. And so they do what has to be done. It's a lot less of take off your clothes and a lot more of...
Oh, yeah. This whole movie was about her getting naked.
Oh, yeah. She was barely naked.
Really?
Yeah, barely. Like, there's one scene where she's naked.
Yeah, like, that's all I heard was it was her naked.
I don't know what the big deal is about that. I mean, did everyone miss the fappening?
There's a
photo in the fappening of her bent over, mm-hmm. shot from behind. There's nothing left for the imagination, man. Like, okay, she's on a desk. I think you see her boobs. All right, great. That's great. I've seen more parts of her than I've seen Chris.
She wanted to do it for her, man. She wanted to do it for her.
Well, and that's great. I'm glad she did it. I just don't know why... I get why it's a big deal for her, because she's retaking over,
sure.
you know, her sexuality.
I mean, maybe I'm
she's in charge of who sees her. No, she said that. Like,
oh,
she's
okay.
in charge of who sees her naked now.
I gotcha.
And, like, I get that. But I don't get why all of the horn dogs on the internet are like, whoa! Because, like, a simple Google search will return more intimate photos of her than most people have seen of their wives, you know? Like, that's all I'm saying. I just don't know. But anyway, skip Red Sparrow. It's horrible. Did I see The Raven, the movie about Edgar Allan Poe? That movie was good. When I first saw it, but it might be nostalgia. I didn't see that movie. Is that old?
Oh, no. I have seen that movie. That's with John Cusack.
Oh, God. That's like 10 years old.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that. A fish player wants to see the foot photo.
No.
Okay. He said no, a fish player.
Because they're going to screen grab it, and then it's out there.
Lying.
It's embarrassing, guys. Then again, I have worse on my Facebook, so...
I don't think you do.
There's a photo of me with, like, bunny ears on, and yeah, it's pretty... It's a little worse.
It's a photo of you with bunny ears?
Yeah. It's older than that photo, but yeah, it's still out there.
I'll pay you. DoTube will give us 25 hog bucks.
Oh, man. What is that, 25 thousandths of a cent?
I don't know. We haven't determined it.
He
can't pay us anything. We are the channel owners.
Yeah. We have unlimited hog bucks.
Yeah, like I can go in here. I could literally go to Streamlabs like right now. Okay, like well, let's just go real quick. Let's see. Streamlabs. Boom. All right. Boom. Log in. Where's loyalty?
Redeem.
Where's loyalty? Where's loyalty at?
It's right there, man.
Are you lying?
Yeah.
Do you really see it?
No, I don't.
I hate you. I hate everything about you.
Redemptions? No. You just did this today. How can you forget?
Yeah, why is it so hard to find?
Credits? That's new.
It's not credits.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Watch it be credits, man.
Why is this so hard to find? Am I an idiot?
Because it's under credits. You just don't want me to be right.
Donation, account, integrations. Is it integrations, maybe? That's not it. That's not it. Goals? Is it goals? Nope. Stream Boss event list, the jar. What's the jar?
The
man?
Jar, it's like a little jar that goes like right here on the stream.
Oh, yeah?
And then it fills up with like...
Oh, I've seen this jar. Why is this a thing?
Because they're dumb.
Like when it fills up, what happens?
It explodes.
Sweet. Stream labels, they should take their chat
you
box.
You would know more than me on any of this. I'm telling you,
not.
It's credits. Click the
fucking
credits.
It's not credits.
Credits
is a scrolling thing. That shows, like, here's all the people that subscribed, here's all the people that, see?
I got
you. Want to put this on our show? Because this would be be the most horrible thing ever.
Horrible?
Yeah.
Damn.
Is it All-Stars? What about All-Stars, man? That's not it. That's not it. Oh, that's like people, like... Oh, here we go, leaderboard. Nope. Overlays of loyalty. Is this it? Did we find it? We found it!
Oh, my God.
Yes! We found it, chat! All right, here, right here. Okay, so Z-Swigs, that's me, has 20. All right. This woman has 10. Taylor Veach has 10. Seth Colby has 20. This person's going to get banned. All right. This is a bot. Okay, so advanced, where's it at? Point settings, somewhere on here. Yeah, add new user. Boom. All right, save settings. There, that person will no longer get stuff, and now we're going to reset. All right. Reset. They don't get no more. All right. I don't know how DuTube has 25. I don't know how he has more than me. How does DuTube have more than me?
He's been waiting here longer. Can't have that many hog bucks, man.
There. Beat me now, dude.
Beat me down, man.
Beat me now, guys.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
Look at that.
That's impossible.
You can't beat me now, guys.
You have too many points.
But yeah, every 10 minutes you watch a show, you get 10 hog bucks. So you can't catch up to Z-Swigs because I have, how many? One, two. That's I think that's 2 trillion. Right? Because it's hundreds, thousands, millions. 2 billion. So I have 2 billion 20. 2 billion 20 points now. There are treasure chests that pop up. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think just randomly throughout the stream, a treasure chest will appear, and you have like 10 seconds to click it, and if you click it, you get 5 hog bucks for free. But you gotta be paying attention for the chest to appear. It's magic.
What?
It's a magic treasure chest, dude. You guys see that cheater? No, I didn't see him at all, man. I hate that guy, though. If he's cheating, that's not fair.
Who's cheating?
That's not fair.
What?
Huh?
Who's cheating?
I don't know, man. Definitely not me. Definitely not cheating points. Definitely did not give myself 2 billion points.
Oh, you're the cheater?
Yeah, I gave myself 2 billion points.
How are you the cheater? Because you have... They don't redeem anything for you.
Well, that's true. There's literally no... There's no benefit to me having
like
Swift Bucks.
Jeff Bezos
or
is
Hog
like,
Bucks.
I'm going to give myself Amazon.
Well, to him, that is...
Ta-da!
There is a benefit because Amazon's worth something. Hog Bucks... are worth nothing.
He already has it, though.
They're just bragging rights.
He already has.
Yeah, he's the richest man in the world. You see that? He had like $200 billion.
I'm going to put all my money up for a game.
Okay.
Whatever this game may be, I'm the only player allowed.
Okay.
I win.
You do. You win.
Am I a cheater? I mean, technically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would be.
But I set up the rules of the game.
You'd be cheating other people out of the ability to play the game.
No, because it's my game. I created the game. I cannot cheat at my own creation.
What if the game is secretly get into the game?
What?
The grid.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Ready player one starting up.
But yeah, man. Hey, I've had that story in our topics for the last 3 weeks. We need to talk about that today. Up front. I'm tired of delaying it. Ready player one ripped off our bit, man.
Oh yeah.
They stole our whole bit.
Yeah, like we didn't steal that from anywhere.
We didn't! Mm. We've been doing that for 10 years, man. They stole it from us. All right, was Ready Player One even a book 10 years ago?
I don't know.
Let's look.
What movie's coming out this weekend?
Tomb Raider.
That's right.
Yeah, Tomb Raider. Let's see. Ready Player One, 2011, dude.
They did.
2011.
Steal.
They stole it from us. Our show was in 2008.
Yep.
That's right. We were winning. They ripped us off, man. Dude, the new thing I want to do is go to see Ready Player One and just mislabel all of the references while I'm watching it. Like when Iron Giant shows up, you're like, that's Chappie! You know, and just make everyone really mad. Like, wouldn't that be great? Like, the DeLorean shows up, you'd be like, Knight Rider, woo! You know, and just
that'd be great.
Trigger everyone in the theater, dude. That's like my
well,
new
one,
favorite thing.
Screaming in general in any theater probably would do that. Two, you would definitely get addressed at that point in time. Like, people wouldn't be like, all right, I'm going to give him one more fucking chance.
Tracer shows up, Lara Croft!
I hit him. Immediately, they'd be like, no! Iron Giant, you dumb shit! And shut up!
And shut up. They'd add that in on it.
Oh, yeah. They'd have to correct you first.
I just think that'd be so... Like, I would never do it because I don't have the guts. Because, yeah, I'd get punched in the face. But, God, would that be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just yelling the wrong reference every time someone showed up.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do it in the IMAX, but, like, smaller screen.
Dude, it'd be so funny, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you have to do it opening night, too, and, like, the real nerds are there. You know, because they're the only ones that are going to fit it. Because you go with your parents and you yell Chappie when the Iron Giant there, you're going to be like, ooh, cool, Chappie. Like, they're not going to know. You know, my parents wouldn't know the difference between the D1 and Iron Giant. They don't know the difference. My friend and I were seeing Hunger Games 1, and Peter says on the train, I might die out there. My friend stands up with a damn fan voice and said, and then he died. If that happened, that's amazing.
And then
and by the way, his name is Peter. Peter!
I was like, Peter. I don't know who Peter is.
Peter!
I watched
my Hunger Games impression. It happens literally all the time in the Hunger Games, though.
I watched shit. The Disaster.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds great, dude.
Watched
what
it.
Was it like?
Grow and mold. It was great.
Mold? Gross. You're nasty. I'm digging into this.
Yeah, I watched The Disaster Artist.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Oh yeah, dude. The whole that whole thing is supposed to be like, wasn't it nominated for Academy Award or whatever?
Fucking Emmy, I think it was.
Yeah, and then it was nominated for an Oscar too. I think original screenplay or adapted screenplay or something.
Yes, it was nominated. I don't think it won.
No, it didn't win. But that's still silly that it even made it that far. I haven't seen it yet, but I heard good things, man.
Hey, Mitch. Hey, bitch.
One guy that show. Yeah, dude. The people in that movie had dumb names. Same guy who made Hunger Games also made Red Sparrow, by the way. It's very confusing because his name is Francis Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to like look it up and like, that's not her dad, is it?
That's
like,
her dad.
Like, her dad isn't making her be like Spread Eagle on a Russian table,
it's
right?
That's her dad.
Okay, I'm just making sure. It's not her dad, just for the record.
It's her dad.
But, yeah. It's disturbing,
he was
to
like,
say the least.
Sweetie, here's your nude scene. We know we've seen you all over the internet. You're taking your pride here.
Yeah.
Make it good.
I don't know, dude. It just... It was unnecessary. Like, why does she have to get naked in that movie, you know? She could have gotten naked in 100 other movies. That would have been so much better, but... I don't know.
No, The Disaster Artist... It wasn't as funny as I expected it to be, by any means, but it was still...
You know,
still pretty funny and just
do you
great.
Get that? Do you get that feeling of malaise with, like, all movies recently? Like, there hasn't been, like, one movie that's been really good.
Not funny-wise.
No.
Absolutely not.
Right. Like, all the good movies I've seen that are like, wow, that was original, have been depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not, like, a good, just a fun movie, sit down, watch. But like, wow, that movie ruled, you know?
Right.
I haven't seen one of those in forever. I think Jumanji was the last movie that even came close.
Really?
And that movie had Nick Jonas in it, and that kind of took away from it.
I tried to watch that. It didn't work on my
I mean, that movie's pretty good. Site. It's silly, you know?
Yeah. That's probably why it did so well.
Yeah, I get it, because it's just like, hey, man, we got... All the depression
tune
surrounding us.
The fuck out.
Yeah, let's do something fun, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know what movie's coming out that's going to even be like that next.
Oh, I have no idea.
Avengers, man. That's what it's going to be.
Yep.
That's what it's going to be, dude. I'm so hyped. I've been watching all the Marvel movies to get prepared, man. I'm freaking hyped, dude. So freaking hyped. I watched Guardians yesterday. I watched Civil War like a couple days ago.
Yeah. I watched Civil War not to...
I want to watch Black Panther again to get prepared.
Pretty recently.
Yeah.
Ah, what? Why?
Dude, it's like... Dude, the White Wolf's in it, man. The White Wolf. White Wolf, Geralt of Rivia, walks out the tent at the end of the movie.
Oh, whoop-de-fucking-do.
You know, he says, wind's howling. You know,
no, he doesn't.
You sure, man? Incredible 2's in June. That's going to be good. Is that really in June? I feel like that was like an October movie. That's crazy. That's so close, dude. Place of Power. Gotta be.
Yeah, I have no idea what movies are coming out this year.
Storm.
Avengers, Deadpool.
What about Rampage, man?
Han Solo.
What about Rampage, man?
I would rather die.
I'm really excited about. Dude, chat wants to watch the Soul Calibur Geralt trailer. You want to watch that, man?
I watched it today, actually. Yeah. It was pretty cool looking.
Dude. I'm so hyped.
Are you?
I'm so hyped. I have a problem.
Yeah.
I have a serious Witcher obsession.
Yeah.
Okay? And, like, this is the problem, to be honest with you, is that DuTube, who's in our chat right now, who just asked about Soul Calibur Geralt trailer, he is he's the person who used to keep me grounded with The Witcher. Because he'd come in and be like, oh, Geralt's such an edgelord, blah! I hate that he's like some deadpan, you know, nothing fazes him. It's like everybody is like just trying to make him cool, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, now he's really into it. Mm. And so now I have no one holding me back.
Try.
Man, don't work. I don't trust you. You have bad opinions.
I can't tell you to do shit. Drink some Fireball.
All right.
It's the only time when it comes to liquor.
I mean, if you told me to do things I like, I'd do them.
Play Witcher 3 right now.
It's right here, man. I can do it. It's right there, man.
Is that your riser?
Yeah, I need to buy one.
Yeah.
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 I mean, I have like a bunch of stuff in my Amazon cart because I have that gift card that I didn't need now because you gave me a screen,
mm-hmm.
even though I sold
You're
my
welcome.
Beatles books. Yeah,
You're
I know. This is a great screen, by the way. It's better than anything I could have bought, so I'm not mm-hmm. going to complain. But, yeah, Riser's one of those things. I just haven't hit purchase yet, and I don't know why. You ever get that feeling like when you're about to make a purchase on Amazon and you're like, I know I'm forgetting something?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm at right now.
Every time I'm always like, do I need anything else?
Right, exactly, because it's stupid because I've literally waited longer now mm-hmm. than if I would have ordered when I could have. It would have been here by now, and I could have just ordered again by now, and right. it would have been here. But for some reason, I'm just like, I don't want to have, like, two Amazon boxes show mm-hmm. up, man.
Getting boxes is too much.
It is, man. I got to go outside and stuff. It's horrible.
Well, they come to your door here, right? If you're home, they come to your door. If not, they drop it at, like, your office.
Well, I mean, they probably will drop it off. Well, the post office has big boxes, like big mailboxes out there.
Yeah.
That they can put it in. If it's UPS, they'll come to the door. This is how my UPS guy comes up. All right, he walks up the stairs to my second floor, and he goes, all right, they're not here, and he walks back down the stairs. Like, he literally does the bare minimum.
Oh, yeah. They want to rush through the old apartment right. complex and just get to the office where
right.
it's just a one big old
door. So, like, when I get a box from UPS, I just assume it's in the office. Also, the UPS people here are the worst.
Really?
They will knock. They show up about 11. Mm-hmm. All right? They'll knock on the door, immediately leave, and then they'll go do all their deliveries, and then they'll stop back here before they go back home or back to the home hub, and they'll mm-hmm. drop off all the boxes that didn't get delivered to this apartment complex.
Right.
So, like, at 11:30, I can't go to the office and get my package.
Right.
I have to wait until the mm-hmm. end of the day. They come here, they deliver. Then they don't deliver, then they come back and deliver again.
Yeah, I basically don't order anything offline unless I know it's coming from USPS.
It's stupid, dude. Yeah. It's stupid. I like that. I like that USPS, like, actually delivers things, because that UPS guy's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
He's the worst.
Yeah, the USPS definitely, those drop boxes, the bigger boxes.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
post.
But this is going to be a big box. Like, I'm ordering, like, an 8-quart steamer basket for my Instant Pot, which I assume is huge, because my Instant Pot's huge. Then I got, like, a riser in it, and I'm getting, like, I'm buying Chris a new backpack and a wallet. Because we have money now, and she wanted one, so I'll get it for her. And
mm-mm.
I mean, they're like $13 a piece, like together. So it's cheap, dude.
It works though.
It's like amazing how much different. Like we went to Dillard's. They have these KVU bags. Have you seen these bags?
Mm-mm.
They're basically like shoulder bags. All right, so like it straps across like this, but then there's a small backpack on your back. All right,
okay.
They're all the rage with like women right now because they're replacing purses. So, like, you got, like, a phone strap, like, you got, like, a phone holder in the strap, and, like, if you need to pay, it's just a click, unclip, and blah, 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 you know, like that, okay? And so it's very easy. And they're $50 at Dillard's or online or anything. And Chris found an off-brand one that's literally the exact same. And instead of being made with fabric, it's made with, like, the waterproof vinyl, and it's $12. It's like
that thing is gonna fall apart.
No, it's got great reviews,
so
man.
Fast.
That's the thing with him. It's got great reviews.
So fast.
Hey, Morris wants to know where Link is.
He's in his fucking hole. That's where he is. He's not coming back out. Shut up. Shut up.
get a white wolf tattoo and you lose enough weight. Chris wants us to get tattoos. Like, she already knows what she wants. I don't know what I'd want. That's my biggest problem. Like, honestly, I'm terrified of needles. So I don't get tattoos for that reason. Because I don't like needles.
It's not the same, though.
That's what people tell me.
I hate needles, too, and this was fine.
Okay.
Because, one, a needle goes into your arm that much.
Yes.
A tattoo goes into it that much.
Yeah. So I think I'd be okay. But now I'm skittish because I thought about getting a Destiny tattoo, but then Destiny broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something I never thought would happen.
Yeah.
But Geralt will never break my heart. So I'm kind of thinking about getting like a Gwent tattoo, dude.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What would it be?
Oh, I would have you design it, so.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. I found this really cool image. I don't know if I can pull it up. I might be able to pull it up on Google. Like, I saw an artist do it. Let's see. The Witcher 3 icons. Maybe I just do it. Nope. That's not it. Like, patches, maybe? I don't know what you would call it. I have it saved in my Reddit, but it'd probably take forever to find it.
Tattoos hurt if they suck at it, to be honest, and it's expensive. I mean, yes, it is expensive.
Yeah, that's another reason me and Chris are waiting.
I mean, yeah, if you get a big old patch of it, then yes. But, I mean, if it's like a little tiny thing, then no.
Yeah, right here. Here we go. Like, I was looking at this image right here. Like, this dude, whoever designed this thing is a god.
Yeah, those are cool.
I mean, these are awesome. Like, some of these I could totally see turning into, you know, stuff. So, like... Like, where's the one that's Gwent? Like, this one right here is really cool. So, like, I could see, like, this getting... Like, I don't want it to be so edgelord.
Yeah.
You know? But I could see me getting something like this.
This is the second time you've said edgelord. What the fuck does this mean?
You don't know what edgelord means?
No.
It's like, you know, when, like, someone's trying to be metal, you know, but they're not metal, you know? An edgelord, you know?
Okay.
Chad, explain edgelord. I don't know how to do it. I'm legit terrified of needles and I could handle a tattoo. Just research who is doing it. All right. I mean, you guys are making me feel better, but...
I mean, yeah, if you go to the top three searched tattoo places,
like,
here
look
in town,
at that one, dude. I would be that passiflora tattoo right there, dude. See, people wouldn't respect me though if I had that.
Why not?
Because it's got a naked woman's butt, and it's a high end whorehouse.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain edgelord any better than I explained it. So, I mean, maybe we go to Urban Dictionary. Maybe that'll do it. But like, I really like this dude. Just he looks like he's an artist who plays The Witcher. You know, like Yurden is the sign that traps people. So he's got the words wrapped in chains.
These are all hand drawn.
Yeah,
too,
dude,
that's crazy.
These are beautiful, dude. So like, this guy's a baller right here. You know,
coin for blood.
Yeah, it's cool, dude.
Manslayer. Yeah, that's you, bro.
I'm a manslayer, dude.
Oh yeah.
I'm a manslayer. But yeah, I mean, these are really cool because I like Witcher tattoos, but I don't want to just get like. Like, you know, like, I feel like normal, like, the ones you see are just Geralt's necklace, you know? I don't want a tattoo that everyone else has.
Yeah, I was going to say, get something, like, themed about it. Like, just get, like, a wolf.
Right. Well, I want something that has meaning that's not just, hey, I saw this on the box art. You know what I mean? Right. So, it's hard, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't get the actual logo of the wolf like that, but I'd get a wolf and be like, yeah, it's for the Witcher, bitch. Mm,
that'd be sweet, man. Edgelord is a kid who wants to be hardcore and metal, but objectively aren't. Like someone who wears black and wants to be a badass, but are probably pretty wimpy. Edgelord, someone edgy just to be a douche. Yeah. Like, my favorite Edgelord is Reaper from Overwatch, but Colby won't understand that. No, you're not edgy enough. You're not edgy.
I'm not edgy?
You're not edgy enough, dude.
I've got the douche haircut. I got a fucking a half sleeve. I wear black 90% of the time.
No, man. You're thinking... You're
listen
not,
to
you're
hardcore
not, you're
music.
Hipster. You're hipster, not an edgelord.
No.
Like Marilyn Manson, edgelord. All right?
No.
Yeah, edgelord.
That dude's hard as shit. Not
no.
to be a douche.
No.
That dude's hard as shit.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Here's an edgelord.
There you go.
Here's an edgelord.
Matthew's
right
an edgelord.
Yes, Matthew wanted to be an edgelord.
Okay.
That's exactly it. Yes.
That's more accurate.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's an edgelord there. You're an edge peasant. You haven't been upgraded to lord.
Perfect.
Oh, God, that's so funny. Here's another edgelord right here. Dude, Matthew was trying to be an edgelord, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an edgelord right there, so...
I mean, that minus the fucking fedora is literally Matthew.
Matthew might have had a fedora. Here's literally Matthew. That's just a fat guy. It's a joke.
How do you even do that with your hair?
How about that? Is that an edgelord?
No.
It's edgelord, the edgelord.
It's just a kick-ass pony, man.
It's a kick-ass pony?
It's not trying to be.
You're more of a meathead or a hipster or douche if we're using blanket statements. I would agree. You're not. I don't think you're an edgelord.
Okay, good.
You're not edgelord. You're not. You don't believe. You don't watch anime. I think you have to watch anime to be an edgelord. Mm.
So would Bash be an edgelord?
No, because you also have to have hair. I just insulted him, and only Colby will get that joke at Bash if he watched it, but he never will. So, see, he's alive still, right?
Yes.
Bash? Okay.
He's gotten more political as of late. I never see him. Haven't talked to him in months.
Yeah.
But I still see his posts on Facebook.
Okay.
And they're very starting to be more political. I'm like, Bash, you never gave a shit.
Dude, he's getting old, man. People get old. They care about politics.
I guess.
Yeah.
He's getting into it. He's like, people just shut the fuck up. Stop telling people what to do.
Yeah, man. Look at Morris. He's the oldest out of all of them. All he does is yell that I'm a communist,
guns
man.
And shit. Like, he's kind of conservative. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What a shocker.
What the fuck?
We do live in Canada. You probably wouldn't hang out with Jolly Seth if you were an edgelord. You'd think hanging out in a kid's room is the lamest thing in the world. All right, what are you saying, dude?
Or would that be the most metal thing to do?
First of all, I'd like to. That's great counter argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it the edgiest thing?
That's their argument, man. I am an edgelord. Back off.
Hear me out. You say it's not that thing. I argue it is that thing more than ever.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's funny. Yeah, I think you're giving Colby a lot of credit here. I think if Colby, well, first of all, if me and Colby didn't know each other already, we would never have met, ever, and because of that, we'd actually never be friends.
Yeah,
so that's what I'd say.
Glad it happened before you stopped going outside.
Well, technically, you still came to me.
Yeah.
I mean, because Lucas went outside, you saw him, and he brought you to me.
That's true.
Yeah, I haven't been going outside for 12 years. Like, ever since I had to stop going to school, which required me to go outside, I don't think I've been outside. I used to go to your place all the time. Yeah. Hey, remember that great segment on Colby and Bash, or whatever the name of the show was back then, where you promised me your iPod Touch if I'd come over?
And you were in my driveway.
Yeah, the entire time I was driving to your house, you didn't know it.
Yeah,
yeah, that was the greatest radio I've ever done. That right there. It's beautiful.
That was great.
That was beautiful. Should we start this stupid show?
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, let's start the stupid show, and then we're going to talk about how Ready Player One ripped off our bit. All right, here we go.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, mean culture, and weird science.
I like to stand here, present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. It is a show that talks about stuff and things, and occasionally things and stuff, twice a week. Once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time, and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time, both at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. If you don't want to watch us live, you can watch the videos on demand at youtube.com/Seth and Colby. And if you want to listen to it as an audio podcast, you can listen to it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and there's a regular RSS feed. The link's at SethandColby.com. You can also buy a t-shirt. Have I mentioned that? T-shirt, SethandColby.com/merch.
They're cool looking.
Yeah, I just really want to dramatically pause so people thought about it.
They're cool. You should get one.
Yeah. But
they're soft.
I just about died. T-shirts. And also, if you want to support the show, there's other ways you can follow us. It's totally free. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. You can also subscribe to the show. $4.99 a month. You get awesome hog emotes. All right? Paste those hog emotes in there, chat. I know you got them. All right, put those hogs in chat. We haven't seen any hogs today. All right? It's been a hog-free show. That's unacceptable. If you want to subscribe for more, you can also get Fathead Colby and Fathead Seth emotes. Those are also exceptional.
They will die.
I love that. And then You can also donate money to the show. So I did make some changes, Colby, I didn't tell you about. People have to donate $5 now to get the horn.
Oh.
If you donate less than $5, you do not get a horn anymore. We'll still see your donation and we'll thank you and we'll say something. But the horn, I feel, should be reserved for people who truly give us money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
Like, I don't want someone to give us 100 bits and get the horn. Yeah. You know, that doesn't feel right.
That does.
I mean, we appreciate your 100 bits, don't get me wrong. But it's not enough for us to stop the show and give you the horn. Because then that, you know, that cheapens the person who gives us $100, which hasn't happened, but maybe it will one day. You know?
Yeah, that horn needs to go for like 5 minutes straight.
With $100, we'll just replay it.
Yeah.
For every $5 you donate, we'll play the horn over and over. Mm-hmm. Because that won't drive off listeners or viewers or anything.
Yeah, it would do the opposite. Yeah, it would draw more in.
I agree, dude. I agree.
Yeah.
Today on the show, we're going to talk about things and stuff, and let's just get into it.
Get into it.
There.
Getting into it.
Patented fade out, dude.
Getting hard right into it.
Why are we getting hard?
Dude, because we're always hard.
Okay. All right, so Ready Player One stole our bit. I just wanted to talk about this for the last few weeks. So basically, Ready Player One has redone all of these old movie posters with characters from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just ravaging them online, saying that they're awful and that they're done terribly. And I tend to agree with them. I don't know, man. I feel like our stuff is higher quality than this. Don't you think?
No.
You don't?
Like, I mean, I feel like it's only different because, I mean, the characters look different.
Hey, Birdlaw wants to know what's with the foot photo, man.
You don't get to know what's with the foot photo, man.
Okay. It's Birdlaw, man.
We get a $100 donation, you get the foot photo.
My God, $100?
Yep.
Good Lord. But yeah, those are pretty crappy gadget says. I don't know, man. I mean, they're just...
I mean, it's the same... Well, they have the benefit of having multiple people to where they could throw in. Like, I don't want to do, like, the Lord of the Rings cover and then just post our faces, like, multiple times on it.
I think the problem is they're trying too hard to be exact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, ours, like, capture the theme of right. the art and don't necessarily plagiarize it.
Yes.
You know? I think that's the difference. Like, you look at, these are too close. Like, you know, it's just... I feel like they should have went for the stylistic theme and you would have got it. Like, all of our intros, like our Warcraft one we did today, you know? Like, I feel like this is... Like, we're not orcs, you like, know?
Yeah, in the art, they definitely don't have the flames on the side. I took a little freelance with that. But, I mean, the main image is basically that. Jaws is basically that, except there's two sharks now.
Right, but we're not sharks in the image. Like, I feel like the whole idea here is that they, like, make... Like, this dude here, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe it's also the fact that they put him in the same, like, getup, kind of?
Yeah, it's too exact.
Right.
Like, they're not...
If we tried to redo Beetlejuice, we're not going to get a fucking plaid or a striped suit like that. So
exactly. Exactly.
It's just going to be positioned in the same
way. I don't know, man. I feel like they ripped off our bit and that they did it wrong, and I mostly just wanted to talk about it because everyone on the internet hates it, and I just wanted your guys' reassurance that our stuff is good. Like, that's a lot of that. Because we have Jaws, Warcraft, Blade Runner, and Dunkirk now that we've done as starting soons that we rotate throughout the weeks. Colby has several more. He has Titanic still to come. Godzilla is still to come. What else?
I was going to say, yeah, you have Godzilla.
But it's not up yet. Like, we got Titanic is still to come.
Titanic I haven't animated yet.
Warcraft is still, or Godzilla. I feel like there's one more. Dark Knight I haven't put up yet. We got a Dark Knight one.
Right.
What else, man?
I think that's it. Right?
I don't know.
I had 8, but I think it's only 7. Let me look.
I'm just really worried that Ready Player One is going to suck.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was a guy in my chat earlier today that was really excited to see Ready Player One.
Yeah, only 7.
And I'm really worried that it's going to be... I don't really know how to describe this. Like, I would say to the people on the internet, like, it's going to be normied up. Like, they're not going to know the references that they're making.
Yeah.
Why the references are cool. Mm-hmm. And I think these posters kind of prove that point. Like, they don't... Like, they're just like... Back to the Future. Okay, here's the reference. It's exactly the Back to the Future. You know?
Well, also, that's what I did when remaking ours, is I strayed away from using any elements that are actually in it. I tried to recreate everything to look similar, but not exactly.
Right.
Like those flames in that red, or the fucking Back to the Future one looks exactly the same. It's just like they copied it from the movie and just cut out.
Yeah, exactly.
Marty,
I mean, this background stuff, like right here, is literally the same. Yeah.
And I feel like that's a cheap way to do it.
Agreed. I agree. And I think that's the problem, is that, like, they're treated as, like, we're dummies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't get It's Beetlejuice unless the poster is exactly Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And so I'm worried when the movie comes out, it's going to be like, we don't get that it's the DeLorean unless, you know, Huey Lewis in the news is also playing in the background while the DeLorean's flying through the air. Like, we're going to get references without them being overt references. I just feel like Steven Spielberg goes, and who's this Tracer character? All right, we'll make her go fast, because that's what she does, you know, and that's like, because she's Overwatch, you know.
Is there really an Overwatch character in this movie?
Yeah, Tracer's in it. She's in the trailer, at least, so I assume so.
Interesting.
I assume so. Hey, Gagey Gadgets, man, thank you for the 25 bits, dude. Appreciate it.
It's been a second since I've seen Gagey Gadgets, I feel like.
Yeah, it's been a while. Glad you're back, dude. Glad you're back. Get them hog bucks, man. But yeah, I'm just worried it's gonna suck, and I'm worried Tomb Raider's gonna suck. Like Basement Brain isn't in our chat tonight because he's seen Tomb Raider. Mm. I'm worried it's gonna suck. I'm tired of video game movies that suck. Why can't they make a good video game movie, man? We need Christopher Nolan to come make a video game movie.
Yeah,
because like all superhero movies sucked until The Dark Knight came out. You know, it proved they didn't have to.
Right.
You know, and I'm just so worried that they treat the audience like we're idiots. Like, that's what I feel like. Like, they talk to us like we're idiot children. And everything has to be so overtly obvious. Like, there's no such thing as subtlety, you know? And the video games have gotten this idea, you know? Like Last of Us is the perfect example. There's lots of subtlety and depth, and not every story element's in your face, and it requires you to think for yourself, you know? And video games have got this. The movies that mirror those games haven't gotten that yet. So, I don't know. What's this about? This is Ready Player One. It's based off a book. I didn't read it because it's book, but it's basically about this future period, not too far in the future, where everyone lives kind of in like a VR world that they kind of communally build, and so there's lots of pop culture references in it because it's a VR world, you know, and people are going to add the Iron Giant into their world if they can, and like at some point the guy who invented the thing dies, and he leaves, like, his fortune somewhere hidden in the world, and so there's a race to find the fortune, and that's what it's about.
That is basically it.
And I think the biggest problem is that, it's Steven Spielberg, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just don't feel like Steven Spielberg can make a movie that relates to 20 to 30-year-olds in the way that...
Not... Yeah, no.
Like, I feel like he's always made movies for old people, you know? And like on paper, like Gage and Gadget, I think he's right. Like it should be good,
right?
But I'm worried that it's not going to be. And then people, instead of blaming Steven Spielberg, are going to blame video game people, and then they'll stop making video games. You know, I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Maybe I don't know. There's not.
I mean, we watched the trailer. You guys want us to watch the trailer again?
Go for it. You definitely need to be a video game person to make a video game movie, I feel like, and I just don't think they are.
Well, I think you could be a good... It depends on the game. Like, for something like this, I do feel like you need to have... I feel like you do need to have some experience.
Yeah.
With the reference material, you know?
Yeah, I think a new trailer just came out recently.
Yeah, here's one right here. This was from 7 hours ago. So we'll play this one, chat. You want to watch this? Here we go. We'll watch this.
That's new today.
Why is it so bad quality?
A hidden key, a leap not taken. Retrace your steps, escape your past. And the key will be yours at last. What part of your past are you trying to escape, Halliday?
This is the Oasis.
I don't know, man.
Virtual universe.
Like, see, all these things are like anything. References, you know?
Be anyone.
without going anywhere at all. The Oasis was created by James Halliday, and what he left behind changed everything. A contest. Three impossible challenges. The first to finish gets complete control of the Oasis, which means complete control of the future.
The contest has got to be about connecting with someone, connecting with the world.
Is that the Baby Driver guy?
I think so, yes.
So we take it together?
Sure.
Everything just looks so CGI.
It does. But I think that's part of the point, because it's a virtual world. But see, there's the DeLorean, there's the Tyrannosaurus Rex from Jurassic Park. And granted, those are both Spielberg references, really, so... There's the Iron Giant. Yeah.
Save the Oasis.
Save the world.
Players, are you ready?
That's better. I'll wave to you from the finish line. McFly.
That went well.
Oh, no, that trailer... That trailer was better.
I'm like, kind of glad they're doing the exposition of it in the trailer.
Right. Well, I kind of like, because now that trailer made it feel like the references are secondary to the plot.
Yes.
And that would be okay. If there's just references peppered through, then that's okay with me. I just don't want the references to drive the movie. Yeah. You know, like, now we got to go to Iron Giant Mountain. You know, like, I don't want that, you know. Oh, the key is inside Tyrannosaurus Rex's mouth. Like, I don't want that. But if T-Rex is just there and you have to get past him, you know, to get to the next plot point, mm-hmm. that's okay, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If the plot's good, then that's going to determine it, I feel.
There's
like,
a lot of people
sure.
angry on the internet that I don't understand, because they're like, this is appropriation of nerd culture. And that's, like, the first time that I've actually ever been angry about idiots on the internet.
That's pretty dumb.
Like, you can't appropriate something that's not really a culture yet.
No.
Like, no one knows who we are.
It's also not a culture.
Well, I think it is a culture.
No.
Just at the bare minimum of one.
It's a shared...
It's like a club. It's like
it's
a big
a
club.
Shared interest.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's
yeah.
not a culture.
It's not, yeah, it's like, Edgelord isn't a culture. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
no.
Yeah. Now, Gagey Gadget says, I think the idea is pretty cool, but it looks just as cringe as the movie posters. I agree. I think that's what I'm worried about, is like... I just don't want them to shoehorn in things.
They're going to shoehorn so
just
so, many
just because they can. You know, Morris Minor says, meh. Birdlaw says, I fear they won't be able to back up the great references with a good story. Yeah. But it's based off a book that people, I guess, really like, so.
It was a bestseller, man, but you know what else was a bestseller?
The Bible.
Maze Runner.
Oh. Well, Maze Runner, I mean, was good until the last movie, I think. I don't really remember the first two.
Yeah.
I know there wasn't a guy named PETA in it, so it wins in my book. Okay. There's some hogs. There's some hogs right there. Thanks, Ren.
Yeah, but they made up curse words.
Well, that's because they don't know any curse words, man.
They knew curse words.
Mm-mm, they flippin' didn't.
They definitely did.
They flippin' did not. You mother penguiner.
I
tried.
They had
I can't do it.
Their own language, and he tried to form that because they've been there so long, but really they haven't been there that long. It was just, I don't know. Just
I don't know either, man.
Just threw me off, bro.
I don't know either. I'm excited to see it, but at the same time, I'm worried that it's not going to be good. And they stole our bit, but I'm glad to see that you guys are okay with our bit
still. I could definitely skip it.
I just didn't want it to be cringe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's all I was worried about. Okay. Next story. Let's talk about this one real quick, because I think this is really cool. Just Rian Johnson, director of The Last Jedi, put on Twitter... He says, The Last Jedi's out today in the States for digital download, Blu-ray in 2 weeks. Of all the special features, my favorite one is kind of hidden, so I wanted to call it out. If you buy the movie anywhere online, you have access to a music-only version of The Last Jedi. This is the full movie, but with no dialogue, sound effects, or background noises. It's just John's score. I really wanted to put this out. It's really something to see John's music play with the movie like a silent film. Like, that's kind of cool, right?
Fuck off.
You don't like that?
No.
I love that, dude!
No.
How dare you?
They're just trying to create more hype for a movie that got way too hyped and then turned out to be shit.
fireball is like juice to me. I love that. I think that's really cool. Well, first of all, I will say I didn't like John. I think John Williams' scores for the last two movies, with the exception of Ray's theme, is very phoned in. All right, the man may have hit a wall. He may have played every song imaginable. Yeah. All right, like that's the thing. 50 viewers? There's no way. There's only three of you chatting. Okay. Don't tell lies, Ren. You're banned. It's a lie. I'm not going to believe you guys. Okay. If there's 50 people watching, they'd be saying things. Okay. It doesn't matter. Regardless. Okay.
Yeah, glitch, I think.
Yeah, you know, say we have more. Oh, dude, I bet Drake is here.
Oh,
did
shit.
Did you see
we
that,
got
by the
Drake?
Way?
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very happy that Twitch got some notoriety because Drake showed up, and it's the largest single viewer stream ever. It's I think it had over half a million people watching that stream in the middle of the night last night. I have never felt more old in my life than watching Twitter blow up about Drake and then two dudes I didn't know who they were.
Yeah. Well, the Twitch streamer, I think, has only been around for like a couple weeks.
Well, Ninja, I know.
Okay.
Ninja, I know. He's a Twitch streamer. I know him. Uh-huh. And I know Drake. You know, Hotline Bling, you know.
That guy.
You know, that stuff. But sorry, chat. I'm sorry. But anyway, I didn't know the other two people that he was. There was a rapper and a football player that he played with, and I don't know who they were, so I don't know. Maybe feel old, but anyway.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't hear about any of that.
No, nope. Yeah, that happened. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, this, I can't believe you don't like this. I love this idea.
No,
I want them to do this for more things, man.
No.
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 I hate you. I hate everything that you choose to be. All right.
My whole goal in life is to enrage you.
Why?
Because
I get enraged so easily anyway.
I can't affect your black hole of an existence.
Like, you're telling me.
I try and try and try.
You're telling me you wouldn't want to watch a cut of Inception or Interstellar that's just the music?
No.
That would be so awesome.
No. So you're telling me you would just see mouths moving and
yes.
not hear shit?
Yes. As many times as I've seen Interstellar, I'd hear it in my mind.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I'm a simpleton. I need fucking goddamn voices.
Why don't you put the subtitles on? Then it's like a silent movie.
No, I don't want to read. Then it's you skip the whole point.
I'm not suggesting you do it for your first viewing.
Then again, I'm still reading.
All right, man. All right, man.
Don't
fine.
Force shit on me.
It's fine, dude.
Don't force...
I'm not forcing it.
Your shit on me.
I just don't know...
Don't put that bad juju on me.
Okay, man. You want to watch another trailer?
Sure.
Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald. You seen this?
I haven't yet. No,
okay.
I have not.
You're mildly into Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
Chad, how do you feel about Harry Potter?
I
have not seen this yet. This is the first official trailer.
Yep.
So I'm kind of excited to see it, but at the same time, Johnny Depp. So
Johnny Depp, man. That's the best. Yeah, Johnny
so let's
Depp.
Let's
he
watch this
me.
Trailer. Here we go, dudes.
That's my bro, Mr. Depp.
Now you're purposely just trying to enrage me. Yeah. I'm going to stab you in your throat. Hogwarts, dude. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, shit.
Thumbs down for Harry? Really?
Oh.
I have some questions for you.
Shit.
Professor.
This is a surprise.
There's a rumor that Newt Scamander is headed to Paris.
Paris.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like a nostalgia bomb. That's all this looks like.
Orders. What do you have to say for yourself,
Hogwarts?
Dumbledore?
Ren.
If you'd ever had the pleasure to teach him, you'd know Newt is not a great follower of orders.
It's Jude Law! Holy shit!
The time's coming, Newt.
Here he is. There he is, man.
Oh, shit.
When you're gonna have to pick a side.
Are you going somewhere?
No. We're going somewhere.
Jeez.
I mean, that moose thing back there was pretty sweet, all right?
I'm glad he's back, the muggle.
Yeah, I like him, too. I don't know. Can Newt, like, keep track of his creatures, maybe, for once? What do you think?
There's a lot of them, man.
Well, maybe don't have a zoo with you at all times, you know?
Maybe don't bring it, yeah.
Hey, thanks for 5 bits, Ren. Your nickel is appreciated.
It has to be you.
All also don't like they use Harry Potter's theme. This isn't Harry Potter anymore. Like, come up with a new theme, please. Yeah. You know?
They're trying to get that, like, the goosebumps.
I know. I know that's what they're trying to do. Yeah. But maybe make your own thing, and then I'll get goosebumps about that thing, you know? I don't know, dude. It looked like Nostalgia Bomb, you know? That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Just looks like, hey, this is also Harry Potter, but Harry's not in it, you know?
Okay, what? I hate this YouTube channel.
What YouTube channel?
The one in the recommended.
Kenobi?
Smasher.
Okay, what's wrong with Smasher, dude?
They just smash a whole bunch of previous
Smasher,
films together.
Smasher, I barely know
to
her.
To give you, like, a fucking... this is a Kenobi trailer, which is clearly not out yet.
Or in existence, yeah.
Yeah. Or even, is it scheduled to go?
In bomb, yeah, the Nostalgia Bomb, exactly.
And in bomb.
You like that one, dude?
In bomb, man.
I'm bored with this trailer.
Well, yeah, they're boring.
Pick it up,
you
man.
Can't get a lot of good footage of Ewan McGregor to use for Kenobi where he's in robes.
She just put this, and it's just this for 2.5 minutes. It's...
In your solitude.
Oh, yeah, Yoda, yeah. Oh, yeah.
An old friend has learned the path to immortality.
Oh, immortality, oh!
One who has returned from the...
Oh, Death Star upside down, oh!
Master.
God, this is horrible.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I hate that YouTube. And it's got 12 million views on that shit.
Well, I mean, there's probably like half of them are dullards who don't know anything,
right.
You know, that they want. The Jurassic Park trailer? Trailer for Jurassic Park with the music from Avatar, for some reason.
For some reason.
Hey, YouTube, you want to like, show me a preview of these thumbnails so I make sure there's no boobies anywhere? Like, that would be great, YouTube. I trust you. Here we go.
Boobies?
I own an island off the coast of custody.
Is the Jurassic Park trailer really 3.5 minutes long when it came out in the 90s?
What kind of park is this?
Is this the Avatar music? It is.
We've made living biological attraction.
Hey, it works.
So astounding.
Yeah, I mean, they're basically the same movie, right?
Of the entire planet.
This actually works really well.
There's no doubt.
Jeff Goldblum, bro. Jeff Goldblum.
We're gonna make a fortune with this.
All right, we get it. Who made the music for Avatar, dude?
Some douche.
I bet it's James, who's the guy who did the music for Titanic? No, because that guy died, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Dude, I hate everything about you.
That guy.
Yeah, he died. They're not sure who will compose it, because James Cameron, Star Report with Greg Capote, James Horner, yeah. Avatar, but he's dead now. He died in a plane crash or something, I think, man.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, sucks, dude.
Now I feel like an asshole.
Sucks. Sucks. Deadmau5? Dude, Deadmau5 on the Avatar soundtrack would be amazing. All right, I would actually really enjoy that.
The best soundtrack I've ever heard.
Yeah? Oh, that was a statement after the fact. It sounded like that was a colon.
I forget who the fuck they are.
Must have been great, dude.
It's the Tron soundtrack.
Daft Punk?
There you go.
You forgot Daft Punk.
Yes.
Okay, all right, man, that's fine.
It's been a second since I've heard that.
Heard of Daft Punk?
Yes.
That's all right, man.
Or anything by them,
yeah?
Other than us playing The Grid.
The Grid.
Also just fantastic. Fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah, man. I mean,
that
I
movie
think
is underrated,
well,
in my opinion.
Some of my favorite soundtracks are the ones that Trent Reznor made. Remember, like,
yes.
In Nine Inch Nails? Like, I think a lot of people who make actual music should make more film scores.
Yeah.
Like, I think they breathe fresh air into what is a film
very
score.
Stagnant.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. Like, there's
it doesn't
nothing.
Always have to be strings.
Agreed.
Shit.
Okay. It doesn't always have to be orchestral.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. What about Drive? Did you ever see Drive? Man, I never saw that.
I saw it once and don't remember it and did not enjoy it. So
is that the Jason Statham movie?
No, that's the one with Ryan Gosling. Right?
Dude, Into the Wild is beautiful. I love that. That Eddie Vedder soundtrack, I literally have that, like.
Did I watch that with you?
I wore that out. Into the Wild? Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies,
yeah,
so I'd be surprised if you hadn't seen it.
I knew.
With me.
I feel like my dad liked it too.
Dude, Into the Wild is.
I never watched it. I feel like I have watched it. I think I did with you. But.
Yeah, that Eddie Vedder soundtrack for thing. Hey man, what about the
$100 donation? $100. You get the photo of me licking my own foot.
He gave us a, quarter, man.
A thousand more? A yeah. 100,000 more to go? I don't know what that
is. I feel like if you
is.
Can't do the math.
It's not $100. I know that.
How many quarters would it be for $100?
Should be really easy, dude.
How many quarters go into $1?
Four.
Okay, what's 4 times 100?
400.
There you go, man.
Ah! Math!
399 more.
I fucking hate math. Don't ever make me do math again. I'll stab
I'm
you.
Sorry, man.
I'm gonna stab you, man.
I will never do it again.
I'm gonna stab you, man!
Please don't stab me.
Please don't stab me.
Oh my god, dude. Alright, what about this new building in Saudi Arabia, the Burj Al Jeddah, which will be at least 1,000 meters?
Are you kidding me?
It's going to be the new
they
one.
They changed the name of it?
I don't know. Just look at that stupid thing.
It's like the King's Tower or something like
How
that.
How many toes are on my foot? I have 5, personally, on each foot. And I have 3 feet, so.
On your foot? 1 foot? I have
Said
6.
Foot?
So now you're really interested, so $100. Pretty good to see a 6 toed foot.
Someone's gonna be real mad if they donate $100
Disclaimer,
and you don't have a 6 foot or 6
that
toe.
That isn't necessarily 100% accurate.
he'll tape on a fake toe.
I would do
for
that
for $100.
I would do that.
Look at this building, though, dude. That is why.
Yeah, there's a helipad, like, you know.
Well, helipad's like right here. I see it.
Yeah.
Like, it can't go higher than that.
No.
Is there one room at the top of this tower?
I would assume so, right? Like for King Jeddah. Or just whatever.
Why do you need a building that big?
Because they want... It's in Saudi Arabia, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They got oil money.
Yeah, but why do you
it's like
need
time
it?
Time to spend it, man.
Then why not build it bigger? Build a six
I think
million...
That's as big as they could
no,
go right
they
now.
Can always do bigger, dude.
Well, I think it's supposed to be in like a town that they're supposed to be building there as well. Like
how
major
long until,
city.
How long until Tom Cruise climbs that tower?
Oh, as soon as it's finished.
Mission Impossible 7?
Yeah.
Didn't we already do the tower thing? Yeah, but this one's 500 meters higher.
Yeah, people are going to notice. People are going to certainly notice.
It's just so ridiculous. Like, yeah. I remember when the Burj Dubai was announced, and me and you were both like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is stupid. It's too much.
It's been done.
It's too much.
It's been done. Like, unless you're in space, I don't give a shit.
Exactly. I want a space hotel. Yeah. I want halfway through the ascent to the top, you leave gravity.
Right.
And you gotta float
oh,
to
that'd
the
be
room.
Fucking
like,
amazing.
Like the middle of Inception.
That would be amazing.
I want to be Joseph Gordon-Levitt heading to my room.
Yes.
That's what I want.
That is
unbelievable. That is just the dumbest thing I've ever...
Oh,
it's
yeah.
too big. It's unnecessarily big.
Yeah.
Also... Are this many people going to Saudi Arabia or Emirates or wherever this is to warrant a 300 million mile big hotel?
They're saying that the city that I was looking at, it's going to be like a smart city, top of the line, brand new for...
But can women drive there?
No.
Then maybe fix that first,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Drinking more Fireball.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Birdlaw, thanks for the host, man. I'm like, that was an angry thank you. Hey!
Thank you!
Thanks, man!
Thank you! I'm gonna hurt you with my thanks! Yeah, you look like a pirate. Or an alcoholic. One of the two.
Both. Why can't I be both, man?
You're an alcoholic pirate.
That's right. We're a pirate alcoholic. Could be both. This building is unnecessary.
Schlarty Bart Fart, how are you doing?
Please, no. Please, no. That bit died. Let's let it die. Let's let it stay dead, all right?
That's the best.
There's no reason to be
Fluffy.
Fluffy might be okay, but my peg leg. That's all I remember is you yelling my peg leg.
My peg leg?
Yeah, because remember you got your peg leg stuck in Sunday. I remember that.
No.
Yeah, that happened.
I have gout, I thought.
Of course, Taylor. Taylor is one of the two people that would remember that episode.
Yeah.
Of course, she's here. You know, the one night I want Schlarty to die a horrible, painful, fiery death. She's like, there's more Schlarty, please. I hate this tower. It physically enrages me just seeing this stupid tower. It's unnecessary, man. It's unnecessary. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
No, what are you reading?
I'm just reading Reddit comments now.
Don't read them.
Was at a conference where one of the engineers on this gave a talk. The design challenges were interesting. Bugs me, a huge portion of the thing is the spire. I'm in a camp that the spire is cheating. The space isn't usable. It shouldn't count. Yeah, that's even more enraging, man. You can't even sit at the top.
It would engulf.
Then build it. Then build it to space. Why not? Because you can't get construction workers up there. Elon Musk could figure it out.
I could.
He could send up people all the way up to the top of that tower.
There's wind and shit, though, man. Like,
wind. Yeah, put on a suit. I don't care, dude. Get him up there. Build a bigger tower.
Put on a suit.
Put on a suit.
Oh, my God.
Wind suit. I saw a rival. They're in suits. Just blending references now. I'm really mad about that, dude. It's just there's
in an alien spaceship. Yep, they got suits.
They got suits.
Which they take off.
Yeah, and everyone gets real pissed. All right, remember that?
Do they die? Maybe. From falling off?
Eventually they do die.
Building.
All right, because you know what? Colby, everybody dies. Bitch, eat your pear.
Eat your pear. Eat your pear.
Speaking of space, an astronaut's DNA no longer matches his identical twins after a year spent in space.
That's weird. Yeah, Mr. Scott Kelly. Yeah,
you got it, dude. He's right. Charlie's brother. Spending a year in space not only changes your outlook, it transforms your genes. Preliminary results from NASA's twin study reveal that 7% of astronauts Scott Kelly's genes did not return to normal after his return to Earth 2 years ago. The study looks at what happened to Kelly before, during, and after he spent 1 year aboard the International Space Station through an extensive comparison with his identical twin Mark, who remained on Earth. NASA has learned that the formerly identical twins are no longer genetically the same.
Which one's which?
This one's Scott and this one's not. Because astronauts have to grow mustaches.
You don't know that.
I know it.
I was going to say the one on the right significantly looks better.
Damn it, no mustache.
Could have grown a mustache. Nah, he doesn't have a mustache.
He doesn't have a mustache.
Yeah, I don't think they can have mustaches.
Why not? This is the manliest thing ever.
Can I get this glitch, question mark?
How do you know it's a glitch? Oh, so now it's a glitch.
Now it's a glitch.
Now it's a glitch. Now it's just not us being awesome with 60, 70 viewers. I guarantee you it's just multiplied by 10, and there's four of you here. We got 40 viewers.
Yep, that's it.
Colby's going to go look. Let's see if it adds 10.
We're going to look.
Let's see if it adds 10 to the thing. All right, you guys watch. What? My DNA changed by 7%? Who knew? I just learned about it in this article. This could be good news. I no longer have to call Shuttle CDR Kelly my identical twin brother anymore.
It says 64, bro.
I'm so loud. I can hear me through my headphones.
Oh, yeah.
So
loud as shit.
I'm very loud. The transformation of 7% of Scott's DNA suggests longer-term changes in genes related to at least 5 biological pathways and functions.
Yeah, this has got to be a glitch, right?
Dude, who cares? I don't care if there's 6 trillion people watching us, all right?
I do.
Why?
Because, hello, 6 trillion people.
Hi, 6 trillion people, all right?
Exist on Earth.
I don't care if they're here or not, all right? I want to talk about this friggin' astronaut.
I don't give a shit about the astronaut.
Dude, it's body change,
have to pee.
Are you kidding me? All right. Wrong button. Which one is it? Is it this one? Nope. Is it this one?
Go to BRB. Entertain the 70 people.
But there's 70 people here, and I'm just supposed to entertain them by myself while you pee?
Yes. The work's on you now. If we get a tip, 40% goes to me.
How does that work? If we get a tip right now, chat, I'm keeping 100% of it. I'm not farming for tents, but I'm keeping it all. I'm the one doing the work, all right? Not him. He doesn't deserve 50% when he's sitting in this chair. Boom. We're back. All right. 70 people. Welcome to the new show. All right. Hello. I'm Seth. Link, you got anything to say? Yeah. Wow. What? That's great. That's great. Link, you can get 50% of the tip. You contribute to the show. You're the best. You don't ever leave right in the middle of the show and just go pee. That doesn't ever happen. I'm out of breath from moving over there too fast, Chad. I am fat. It's a serious problem. Dude, I'm literally triggered that Colby doesn't care about this astronaut story. Like, this is the beginning of how horror movies happen, all right? Link, what do you think about it? What? Yeah? What? What was that, dude? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. My co-host was talking.
Stop hating on me when my bladder explodes.
What are you talking about, man?
Shit out of my chair. Never. I'm stealing that.
Look at how chat lit up when you left and Link arrived, dude.
There's so much. There's so many chats, man.
Yeah, I know. It's like 70 people are watching us right now. Yeah, it's totally like that. It's totally like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so the newest preliminary results from the unique study of Scott, now retired from NASA, were released in 2018 Investigators Workshop for NASA's Human Research Program in January. Last year, NASA published its first round of preliminary results of the 2017 Investigators Workshop. Overall, the 2018 finding corroborated those from 2017
blowing
with some additions.
My brain's out.
To track physical changes caused by time and space.
God damn it! Shut up!
Hey, man, this is how horror movies begin. All right? You go up to space, you come back, you got an extra set of teeth, you start biting everything that moves. This is how horror movies start.
The gravity shift moved his fucking genes
around. His genes, they moved him around.
Yeah.
Moved him around, like they're Lego bricks.
Yeah.
Now his yellows are over here. He's a Rubik's Cube, but now he's all messed up.
Yes.
Okay, that's better.
That's a simple explanation.
Yeah, but that's not worrisome to you at all?
It's a simple explanation.
Who texted you right now?
Don't go into space for a year.
Who's texting you, man?
No one.
Why are you looking at your watch?
I don't know. Something
popped
up.
Why is your bracelet on the other
hand? My goal achieved.
Dude, you went pee and you achieved your fitness goal.
You reached my stand goal for the day by going pee. Fantastic. I'll switch it back.
I'm just wondering why he changed it. I honestly think it looks better on the other hand.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, the one with the watch. I think it looks better with the watch, yeah.
This one?
The watch.
This one.
I'm literally saying the watch so I don't have to say this one. The watch hand!
I'm trying to enrage you. My mouse, it hurts my wrist when I move.
I think it looks better on this hand.
Well, good.
Put it on there.
That's why it's on there.
Get it on there right now. Oh, behind the watch.
Nope.
Behind it.
Nope.
Looks better.
Nope.
All right. How many people are watching you move your bracelet? Oh, 895. That's how many are watching us right now. Yep.
That's a really good glitch, man.
Yeah, I bet.
It's a really good glitch.
We're going to be partnered next week.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
That'll be fantastic. Like, unless Ren's channel blew up.
Dude, it did happen when Ren hosted us, man.
Yeah.
It did happen when Ren hosted. That's a fact.
It's possible.
A fact, man. All right, well, so you don't care at all about the astronaut, huh?
Dude, poor guy. His jeans changed. I'm sure he's fine.
He is fine, but you don't think it's weird that going to space changes your DNA?
No! You know how many people go to space?
Not that many!
A fucking handful!
Right, but we're trying to, like, Elon Musk is trying to move us there, man.
That's fine. Obviously, your genes can change a little bit, and you're still alive, so you're good.
Yeah, but what if you... But that's 2 years, not 20.
Because I'm Hog Jesus.
He's Hog Jesus.
I'm the Hog. God. God Hog. Sounds kind of similar. Shut up!
Let's just move on and pretend that whatever just happened there didn't happen. Okay.
Fuck you, man.
You wanna
I'm gonna break your spine.
Please don't break my spine.
It's gonna happen.
That seems not nice.
I'll lift you overhead. Crack your back,
please,
like Batman.
No, please, Bane. Do not do that. I would appreciate
you
not
doing
that. I'm watching our frames drop.
I'm going to do that.
Watch them drop, dude.
Dude, it's when we get fucking 60, 50 viewers.
No.
It's just like, ah, shit.
Chris is in there. She's doing something. I can
Chris,
feel it.
Stop it.
I can feel it. She's doing something, man. It's all right. They can hear us. All right. You want to read an arranging article?
Yes.
Here we go.
Better than some astronaut shit.
One of the coolest cities in America doesn't even realize it yet.
What?
Just west of the Arkansas River in the middle of Wichita, Kansas, you'll find a neighborhood called Delano. It was once a standalone town at the edge of Crazy Cowboy Chisholm Trail, a point dusty cattlemen knew for its saloons, brothels, the occasional gunfight, and a hard-earned bath in the river. A few years passed, and the area was the seat of nascent aviation industry, where the likes of Walter Beach and the Clyde Cessna built some of the world's first airplanes. Today, you'll find there, among other welcoming outposts, a brewery called Aeroplanes Brewery, where the bar, the one you park your elbows on, is made from a wing of a Beach Model 18. The brewery sits on Wichita's crossroads of saga and innovation, where the historic greets the runways of self-declared air capital of the world.
This is on Thrillist?
And the beers get named for cowboys and aviation-type characters. It's a history of American expansion celebrated with a toast.
They must be bored.
We went from riding horses to building airplanes under 50 years, says Lance Miner, who owns Aeroplanes Brewery. It's pretty darn cool. Wichita is a savvy city. It's reinvented itself many times. We are more than a cow town or an aviation manufacturing hub. On the first day in Wichita, I was at Aeroplanes and I met music buff Jed Bedouin, who teaches at art history at Wichita State University and hosts KMUW's music show Strange Currency. After a couple brews, Jed kidnapped me and we beelined it for the city's annual Vortex Music Festival, where Dwight Yoakam headlined and Canadian singer Lindy Ortega stole the show.
Oh my God!
The festival hum
people
with great bands.
They're such celebrities.
Beer, local food.
What a town to be in.
Hold on, dude. There's lawn games.
Oh, lawn games?
And a midnight
You're telling me there's cornhole up in this bitch? Holy hell. We're breaking out the jewels now, bro. Cornhole, man.
Oh, my God, dude.
Cornholing.
Oh, by the end of that first night, I had a posse of new witches and pals and framed a perfect week-long escape. Much chiller Great Plains City than you're expecting. The sort of easygoing, libertine episode upended my notion of Kansas as a bedrock conservative bastion of temperance. A rough-and-tumble river town in the 1870s, the city endured the prohibition that Kansas dragged out until 1948, America's longest, most uptight crackdown on the drink. The biggest city in Kansas was more than 400,000 people. Wichita still doesn't exactly cry out, "Spend a weekend here!" Out-of-towners are probably more apt to visit nearby Tulsa, Kansas City, Branson, or even Bentonville. I've never even heard of Bentonville. You heard of Bentonville, man?
Not.
Me either. All right? But consider that Wichita's very definition of an overlooked city has also been flying under the national radar for a while now. The state on the whole, yeah, is deep red. Wichita, though, it's more of a rainbow. Mike Marlette, a former Alt Weekly magazine editor and media resources guy at Wichita State University, used to tell visitors it's a great place to live, but I wouldn't want to visit here. These days, he tells me, he has new Wichita's motto. It's a cool city that doesn't really know that it's big and cool.
What?
That's what he says, man. It's a big city that doesn't really know yet that it's big and cool.
It's a big city that knows it's a big old pile of shit and tries to put a little glitter on it every once in a while, but then realizes, glitter never fucking comes off, so might as well not. We'll just stay shit.
Certain smaller cities have big outlooks. Wichitans, who peer at both coasts from equal distances, are prime examples. If you go there, you may find many of them in a feisty mood. They've all but recovered from the Great Recession, which hit Wichita's famed aerospace industry particularly hard. The city's unemployment topped 11% in the summer of 2009.
Hi.
A decade later, the city's unemployment is back under 4%. Young people are sticking around. The cost of living is one-third of San Francisco, and everyone is keen to support their local anything. Beer, music, art, old-timey diners with vintage hand-pulled sodas, you name it. There may be no American community more obsessed with its flag, for starters. Okay.
Really?
We live in Wichita, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we keen to support local beer, music, art, and old-timey diners and vintage?
Me?
Yeah, are you?
No.
I'm not either. What are you drinking right now?
A Miller Lite.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
There is a brewing company literally down the street.
Literally down the street. Whose beers are good, by the way. They're good.
Not bad.
They're not bad.
Fuck them.
You can't go to a liquor store. Well, you can, actually. You can't go to a liquor store and get them. It's actually not true. I'm going to see if...
It's a specific liquor store, though.
I'm going to see. Our internet may have crapped out for the day, gentlemen. This may be the end of the show.
This may be the end of the show.
Yeah, man. I mean, why do this story and end, dude? The internet's being turds.
I'm going to stab you.
Dude, it's not my fault, man.
It is.
I mean, it isn't, but it is. But they can hear us. We're just doing a radio show now.
You know, we don't really do anything anyways.
No, not really, but still, I feel like it's annoying. Certain small cities have big outlooks. Wichitans, who peer at both coasts from equal distances, are a prime example. If you go there, you'll find many of them in a feisty move. They've all but recovered from the Great Recession. I already read this.
Yes, you did.
That's how bad this article is. I don't even remember reading the article.
Dude, we're obsessed with our flag for a very dumb reason, because we're like, what's the coolest thing we got?
No, we're trying to
our
be like,
flag?
What can we show that Wichita has something? A flag? Okay, let's put it everywhere. Like, maybe build a Macy's, you know? Maybe we should have an Apple store.
Anything? Any form of attraction would be a great, great thing. I drove home from work today.
Uh-huh.
Past the Commerce Street.
Okay. Yeah. Where the NCAA tournament is happening right now. Yes.
It was a sea of people.
Okay.
A sea of people.
Well, I mean, the NCAA tournament's in time, dude.
The entire Commerce Street. I couldn't see one piece of asphalt. There were people everywhere.
And remember, chat, remember how our city wanted to not allow that?
Yeah.
Because they wanted you to walk a mile to another part of downtown.
Like, I mean, give it everything outside of that area was dead as fuck, but
yeah,
that street and right in front
of it. Well, it's everybody who was in the stadium could walk across the street to Commerce.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. So, I mean, that's good, I guess.
It was ridiculous, man.
It's good, I guess. The result is a town that feels ugly like itself. When you're in Wichita, you're really in Wichita because it's so underappreciated. The locals will be ecstatic you made the trip. No. No one come here! Don't come here. Ever. I love you, chat. I like each and every one of you. Subs, especially. Don't come here. Don't come here.
Yeah, you'll be bored as shit.
It's awful. It's the worst place.
It's not the worst place.
Name one worse.
Like, bumfuck Kansasville would be worse.
Nope.
Yeah.
What's worse about it?
It doesn't have places to drink or buy food or...
I'm sure they have a grocery store, man.
Yeah, they don't have a restaurant.
What is the difference between the Holiday Inn here and the Holiday Inn in Nowhere, Kansas?
I don't think there's a Holiday Inn in Nowhere, Kansas.
Yeah, but why would you stay in Nowhere,
You'd have to stay at, like, Ma, Pa, fucking...
You won't do that. Those places don't exist.
Those places are murder houses.
Yes, they don't exist. Let's assume that if you're vacationing, you're going to stay at a place that has a Holiday Inn. Can we assume that?
Oh, yeah, don't vacation here. But if you happen to find yourself here...
Like, if you're driving through, yeah, sure, quick trips have got great bathrooms.
Yeah, it's not the worst
place
ever.
But don't get out of your car any longer than it takes to pee and get back in your car and leave. That's not a visit. I'm talking about an overnight stay.
Think it dies? Died?
I don't know, man. It might have died.
It's very dead.
It's possible.
I see it going. Well, now it's like 5,000. Now it's 3,000.
Yeah, this is the way it is.
Now it's going to go back down.
Yeah, this is the way it was last Thursday when I canceled the show, or two Thursdays ago, however long it was. So I'm saying, man, it's just for some reason, like, someone at Cox is now sitting on the internet connection and they're doing maintenance or something, and it's just a bad upload speed. So we didn't get to things to do in Wichita, man. Should we save it for Sunday? This article's huge. I feel like it deserves attention. Because we could learn something, because we hate on Wichita all the time on this show, and I feel like this article could change our mind, man.
Well, sure.
Don't you feel like this article could change our mind?
I mean, if you think the show's shit enough, then yeah.
I mean, the internet's not going to get better, dude. Internet's not going to get better. We have to call it a night. I'm sorry to do that to you guys and all 300 of you watching. I'm sorry we had to do this, but if you don't like watching slideshows, yeah, it's alive again, he says. But in 3 seconds, it won't be alive again, so... I apologize, guys. There's nothing I can do, all right? It's Wichita Internet. Yep. And I looked at you with dead eyes, but you can't see it because of Wichita Internet. Hashtag Wichita. Hashtag a hidden gem of the Midwest. Hashtag that's a lie. Hashtag kill me. This has been the Seth and Colby Show.
Positive show, man.
We are a podcast that talks about stuff and things.
Yeah.
Every Thursday and Sunday. Thanks. Thursdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time. Go to twitch.tv/SethandColby. We'd appreciate
permitting.
A follow.
Yeah.
It's totally free. And we appreciate it. We'd also appreciate your subscription and a donation to the show. It does keep the show going. I do this for a living. Please give me money. Thank you. We'll be back on Sunday, 2 p.m. Central Time.
We'll see you guys.
We're going to finish this article. We're going to talk about things at Colby. We'll have another chance to be taunted about the foot photo.
Oh, I'm going to be going to the March Madness thing on Saturday. So
really?
We could talk about that.
Right, we're going to talk about that at the end of the show then. All right, after the show ends, I mean. Like, in person together. Like after the show ends, me and you can talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. No.
I don't know why I said that like an idiot. But guys, thank you so
Sorry,
much for being here.
Shit.
Sorry the internet's bad.
We love you all.
We do.
Come back.
Come back Sunday.
Please, come 2
back. 2 p.m. Central. There's a countdown timer on the page now.
Please.
You can look at it and see exactly when it'll be back, all right? Bye, everybody. We love you.
Love you.
See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.